Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning. I hope that everybody is up, and Mother's Day is tomorrow. So just ahead of the time right here, wishing you all of those moms out there that have the job that never ends. That's what it's all about. Anyways, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And one thing I want to start off with is thank you for all your votes for becoming one of the favorites of Ventura. So anyways, that just, I really appreciate that. That's what it takes. So again, if you are just starting your day in a positive way here on The Kim Pagano Show, I want to welcome Anne Marie. Welcome.
Thank you, Kim.
How's it going?
Everything is going very well.
Good. What are you doing for Mother's Day tomorrow?
We are going on our annual hike.
Oh, okay.
With the boys. Uh-huh. In lieu of getting some, presents. So we're going on our annual hike, and we haven't quite figured out where yet. And then we're going to go to the movies. And then...
Oh, what a good idea, movies.
Yeah, and then they usually cook me dinner, but I think maybe this year we'll get something to go.
There you go.
Just
all
relax.
Right. Very good.
And you?
I am actually going over to one of my daughters, and we're going to do barbecue and just chill. Chill. So how
That's
about
what
you,
it's about.
Mr. Spence?
Scarlett Bell.
I know. I'm so upset. I tried to get on there, and it's all balked out. So anyways, you will have a fabulous time. That sounds like an amazing boat.
Yeah, they do a nice job there cruising around on the paddle wheel in the Channel Islands Harbor.
Yeah, yeah. Your wife will be very happy for Mother's Day. So anyways, well, we have lots to give away. We have lots of things that we're doing here. One, I want to do a shout out for Good Morning Cafe. There's a great place to go have breakfast. It's a family affair over there, mother, daughter, and sister. And it's located off Arneal in the Camarillo 99-cent center. But for Mother's Day, they've got homemade beef enchiladas and peanut butter and jelly French toast and just French toast with fresh bananas and strawberries. Great place. Homemade bread pudding. Lots of stuff there. Go check out Good Morning Cafe, and their hours are every day from 6 to 3, breakfast, lunch, and takeout. So let's just start off with a Good Morning Cafe gift certificate, and let's say happy Mother's Day to somebody out there. So the phone number here, and write this number down, because we have so much to give away and so many things that we're doing on The Kim Pagano Show, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. We got so many calls last week. I thank you. Share our show with everybody. Also, go on Facebook and like us. That's where you find out all the great things that are going away, going out there, that are happening out there. We've also, on Wednesday night, we were over at the Ventura Comedy Harbor Club over there, and we had the Three Blonde Moms. It was so much fun. So you could have won tickets on that. That's what you do. Go to Facebook, Kim Pagano Show, and like us there, share us, and you are entered to win. So right now, again, a $20 gift certificate to Good Morning Cafe, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's get started with our show today. And our first guest is Monica Parker and Getting Wasted, a survival guide to being fat in a society that loves thin. Getting wasted doesn't exactly mean about getting wasted. Anne Marie, I know you're like, yeah, let's talk about this,
Good name. I love the name.
All right, there you go. Anyways, and the next we will be talking about Amy Newmark and Chicken Soup for the Soul and the Multitasking Mom Survival Guide, 101 Inspiring and Amusing Stories for Mothers Who Do It All. I'm like right there. That I can't wait to read that one, and I can't wait to hear about it. Also, Suzanne McQueen will be taking us through her book, Four Seasons in 4 Weeks, Awakening the Power, Wisdom, and Beauty in Every Woman's Nature. So We got lots to talk about. We've got lots to give away. And Tom, what are some of the things that we are giving away?
We have some Strawberry Festival tickets. Those are always a party, always real popular. California Jazz and Wine, another festival that's happening in mid-May, May 18th. And how about the Ventura Film Society? This time around, very hot topic, drones. A movie about drones.
Yeah, there you go. All right. And we have so many people entered right now for our giveaway to Old Town Cafe and
Bella Capri Inn and Suites.
Yeah, tell us all about that.
So, okay, so we're drawing today.
Yes.
Because tomorrow's Mother's Day. Great Mother's Day gift. It's a $90 value toward one night stay at the Bella Capri Inn and Suites. You can upgrade and pay the difference to a suite, and I highly, highly recommend the suites.
They're
Kim and I
beautiful.
Both saw the suites.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely beautiful. So serene. Right there in Old Town, you can go to the restaurants, stay at the hotel. Awesome. But it also includes two VIP tickets to the Old Town Cafe, good for breakfast or lunch.
Right.
And great deal.
What's some of the things that they have? I mean, it's a really cool place.
They have some of the favorites are Baja Benedict, chicken and waffles. I know there's a new menu coming out soon and with something called the Wake Me Up Waffle.
Ooh.
Which is an espresso shot in the batter with
bacon
and chocolate chips. Weird combination, but I'm sure it's fabulous.
Yeah, they actually have the waffle and chicken, fried chicken. I was just in
chicken
Dallas.
Chicken and waffles.
Yeah, and let me tell you, that's all over out there. So
right.
Anyways, a great place. Get your name in. That's all you have to do here on the Kim Pagano Show is call and get your name in and your phone number and your email. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. Also, if you are interested in advertising with us, give us a call, 419-0008. We'd love to spread the word about you. So our first guest, Monica Parker. Monica, are you there?
I am.
Welcome.
And you've made me hungry, so thanks a lot.
There you go. All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Getting Wasted, what a great name.
Spelled W-A-I-S.
Yes, I get it. Get it wasted, right?
Yeah,
like
but
your
for
waste.
All those people who can't see it.
Exactly. Okay. Perfect. We probably gave the wrong impression out there, right? How did you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, let's see. I was born. I weighed 6.5 pounds. 1 hour later, I weighed 62 pounds. Is the way I start this book. I've been on a slippery slope ever since. I have struggled with my weight my entire life. Sometimes I feel a little bit like a polka playing accordionist. You know, I'm up, I'm down, I'm up, I'm down. And so I decided to write this book because I think I've been on every diet known to mankind, possibly a couple from Mars, too, I'm not sure. I've done them all.
Right.
And they work. They all work as long as you're on them. It's real life that really ruins everything.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was just talking, you know, I'm a hair therapist, and I was talking to actually one of my men clients, and we were saying how, you know, life is like, you know, you kind of get started, but then you never know where the, you know, where the dynamite is, where you walk into those manholes that you just can't deal with, you know, and that is life.
Well, I think so, and in life, if you have, you know, anything from a bad hair day to a severe emotional meltdown, you know, some of us reach for food as our stress buster.
Anne Marie, we don't know anything about that, do we?
No, I really wouldn't know.
No, I've heard you discuss several menus with sort of salivating mouths. So I'm guessing you do.
So, Monica, let me ask you.
Yes.
When we don't succeed at losing weight, are we supposed to hate ourselves? I think that's what so many people do, and that makes it hard to get back on track.
That people do, but I understand why we do it. But there, you know, you can't hate yourself. I mean, that all of that will do is make you eat more. And also, self-loathing is a terribly sad path to be on. And not everybody gets to lose weight when they want to. Sometimes people are on medication. Sometimes people are suffering from depression or some other emotional issue. And I think we have to be very careful to think about walking in another person's shoes before we sort of snap the judgment. And I also think we have to take care of ourselves. I know that self-hate doesn't work. It doesn't.
Right. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, we are that brighter side of the 805. I'm so glad that you were starting your day in a positive way. We're talking with Monica Parker, and Monica's an actor, a writer, and also you wrote the book, the film, right? All Dogs Go to Heaven?
I did. I co-wrote that.
Wow. And so what a different twist to all of that, the survival guide to being fat in a society that loves thin. How can we, you know, I almost want to kind of change that, because being a hair therapist, I always look at this is the body that we have, our transportation that we were given. Some are tall, some are thin, some are, right. You know, different body, you know, bone structure. Let's just honor our life of who we are instead of, you know, always looking at what we should be and what we can't have.
I 100% agree, and I write about that. And I think, you know, we don't all get to win the genetic lottery of having some idealized body. And even if you do, you're going to get older. It's going to change. So I don't think we should be focusing all the time on the superficial. And that of course, is really hard when you're being bombarded all the time.
So are you basically saying that, are you advocating that being fat is okay?
No, I'm not. I would never advocate that. That's a complicated question, because, of course, I'm not advocating being fat. I think, like you said, whatever your body structure is, you've got to start working with that. I am not a person who's destined to be thin. I've tried. I've spent a long time trying it. What I do know is that I have a healthier weight, a more powerful weight. And I always try to get to that place. I don't always succeed, but, you know, I exercise, I work out. What I've learned is to eat a little less, move a little more, and make better choices. Sometimes you get to the good place, that whatever that is. I will never be a thin person, not in my cards. So that's okay.
Right.
But
when we say thin, our idea of thin and the media's idea of thin, you know, like the supermodel thin, that's unrealistic. So are we really healthier than we think we are?
Great
point.
Because
we're not going along with, you know, the media's idea of what thin is.
No, I think we should all recognize a thin pool, and I think we should honor that. I think we're all in agreement that the media's idea or the model idea of thin is only achievable if you have that genetic frame. And even then, I think you have to be careful not to get too thin. This is not an area that I really know much about, because I've never been that thin.
You know what's interesting is we actually had a guest on our show a couple weeks ago. Almost, he was more of a chemist. And I think, to me, that really sounded the best advice that I've ever heard of is, again, we take care of our cars, we maintain our homes, we maintain our life. We need to find what is the exact makeup for our bodies, each individual body. If you need more iron, if you need more magnesium, whatever it is, so that every day you start your day feeling your best. And I think when we get our bodies in sync, I think we're going to find that, you know, whatever our best is, that's what we're going to be.
You have my vote.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I love it.
It's a difficult, you know, but there are people, I mean, I think everybody would love to have, I think everybody's goal should be to be healthy. That's the number one.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And to put a little shine on it, you know, to take care of yourself, dress well, feel good. I think it's about, there's a level of vanity, even if you're a larger person, that I think is worth having.
So Monica, tell me, when you were younger, were you ever teased or bullied as a child or even
sure.
a teen or an adult? And
sure, but I'm a lucky person. First of all, I have a sense of humor.
Okay, which
and
helps.
A sense of humor is a really great ally if you're being taunted or bullied. And the other thing is that I have a level of, I've always had boundaries, so I never really got picked on in that way, because I would just sort of stand still and stare at people, and they might have thought, what's she going to do now? I've always sort of thought that was the best way to handle a bully, is to just stand really still and look at them, because they don't know if you're crazy or not crazy.
Exactly.
I love it. You know, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Anne Marie. We've got Tom Spence. And it is Mother's Day tomorrow. I want to wish everybody an amazing day. Whatever you're doing, love yourself, hug yourself, and honor your journey that you've been going on. Again, we're talking with Monica Parker. We're talking about getting wasted, and when it says wasted, WAISTED, getting your survival to being fat in a society that loves thin. Now, what are we going to find in your book? I'm looking at chapter 17, Insecurity, and talk to us a little bit about that.
I don't have chapter 17 in
front
of me.
Well, it says diet number 20, cottage cheese, celery, diuretic, cost pennies, weight loss not enough, and weight gain none.
Well, I'll tell you that every chapter begins with a diet that I did, how much they cost me, how much weight I lost on them, and how much I gained when I stopped them. And, you know, I've done from the most basic of diets to the most extreme of diets. And you say you're a hair therapist. I will tell you that I did a diet once called the cookie diet, where you got six tiny little cookies that were supposedly made of protein, but they were really little, and you got to eat all the lettuce you wanted, and I lost a ton of hair. I mean, really lost my hair, because I wasn't getting enough protein.
Really? Wow.
It was a terrible diet. It was stupid, and a lot of the extreme diets are stupid, because they rob your body of nutrients and protein and minerals, and other things happen to you.
I love it. Well, you know, okay, so I'm looking at page 5, puppy fat, the Stillman diet, my pride, 12 pounds and 16 pounds. So you actually gained more than you lost, correct?
Well, yes, sometimes you start them and they're so impossible to live on that what happens is you fall off that wagon with a big thud. And then you reach for all the wrong food. You know, anybody who has had an addiction, and I have certainly had a food addiction. I don't have it anymore. It was my go-to for stress time, and it's taken me a long time to stop doing that.
Wow.
And I think, like everything else, is when you do something and it's too hard, too difficult, too without supervision, then you get angry or hurt or sad, and you'll reach for the thing that you're not supposed to reach for.
Right.
And I don't want to make my book sound like it's sad, because it's actually very funny.
Yeah, I'm looking at number 6 now, Speeding to the Wasteland, okay? And talk to us about diets number 7. Is it Benzedrine?
Yeah, when I was 12 years old, my family decided I was too fat, and they took me to my first diet doctor, and they put me on Benzedrine, these pills that make you... I was a speedy, twitchy 12-year-old.
Wow, and you lost 50 pounds, correct?
Yeah.
But you also a whole zero.
That time.
Yeah, okay, so... But the cost was a hole in my soul?
Yeah, because, you know, deprivation. And also, that chapter happens to be a chapter about an incident that wasn't good.
Okay.
And rocked me. I had lost all this weight. I became, for the first time in my life, this wasn't when I was 12, this is another time, because I was about to say that men were attracted to me. So it's not my 12-year-old self.
Yeah.
It's my 18, 20-year-old self. And that was another time I took diet pills.
Wow.
And
well, Monica,
I came out of the woodwork, and I didn't know what to do with that, and it was really...
And you know what? A lot of people, I remember growing up with a couple of really good girlfriends that had weight problems, and they would lose all the weight, and then they would be really attractive, and then they got scared, and they gained it all back because they were insecure inside. I was like, okay, I'm really not understanding this. But, you know, now, where I'm looking at it now, even talking to you, It's our own, you know, insecurity of who we are.
Right, and I think it happens far more than we
even
first thought.
Talk about it, exactly. Yeah.
If you don't have a training ground, I mean, if you don't, you know, when you're growing up and boys, men, if you're a girl, are looking at you and you grow into that. But if it's never happened to you,
right,
and all of a sudden you lose all this weight, and all these guys who were your buddies
Yeah.
Suddenly aren't your buddies. There's something else.
There you go.
And that's terrifying.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do with that.
I totally agree. Monica Parker, Getting Wasted, WAISTED, a survival guide to being fat in a society that loves thin. Where do we find your book?
You can find it online at Amazon or any of those places. You can find it at Barnes & Noble and some of the smaller bookstores, and you can find me at www.gettingwasted.com.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Happy Mother's Day.
Same to you, and thank you so much for having me.
You got it. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. You are just tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. If you have a mother out there, you know, everybody's got a mother, right? But if you can make a phone call or, you know, go and have tea, coffee, you know, make a date with your mom. That's all it is we just want time together. I want to wish my mom a happy Mother's Day and all the moms out there. I'm blessed with four beautiful children, and that's what it's all about. It's about living life at your fullest potential, and we are the brighter side of the 805. Our next guest is Amy Newmark. We're going to talk about the Multitasking Mom Survival Guide. If you don't get it, we're talking about Mother's Day here. And I would love to give away a set of tickets. Let's see. What do we have?
We could go with some Strawberry Festival tickets. That's a lot of fun, and that's happening on the 17th and the 18th.
There you go. Let's do that right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. We'll give away a couple passes there. All right, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and happy Mother's Day for tomorrow. I hope that you feel special tomorrow, that somebody makes you feel special. So, anyways, also, our next guest right now is Amy Newmark, and her book is The Multitasking Mom. I don't know about anybody else out there, but I am the queen of multitasking. Anne-Marie, I think you're pretty right there with me.
I think we're both right there.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, what I love about this, and I don't know if anybody, I'm sure everybody's read the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. This is The Multitasking Mom's Survival Guide, 101 inspiring and amusing stories for mothers who do it all. And let's welcome Amy Newmark. Amy, are you there?
I am. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome, and happy Mother's Day tomorrow.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself. First of all, how many children do you have?
I have two, and I have two stepchildren, so my husband and I have four.
Okay, I'm right there with you. I've got four, too, so it's like, help! I don't know, you know? I mean, I love it because we have a lot of things that when we want to play, you know, softball, baseball, we already have half of our team right there. So
yeah, mine are grown, and they all have significant
okay,
others.
I've got
so that's eight.
There
I
you go. Isn't that fun? I always it's wanted great. A big family. So my youngest daughter just got married. My oldest daughter is getting married, and then of course my boys have girlfriends. So you have to make a lot of food no matter what. So Amy,
great.
Tell us
the more
a little.
The merrier.
You got it. That's it. So tell us how to about yourself, and is this your first book?
No. I'm actually the publisher and editor-in-chief of the whole Chicken Soup for the Soul line.
You are! Oh, my God. I'm so excited to talk with you. I love this. You know, it's interesting because I'm a hair therapist, and, you know, I have to zip my lips of my ears of what I hear. But, oh, my gosh, I'm telling you, I love listening. And really, that's what my you know, show is about, is people's journeys, people's little, you know, journeys and their stories, and how what somebody's inspiring story can help you.
It's amazing how much our books help people. And so this book is like my Mother's Day gift to all the moms who are coming up behind me who still have kids at home. And it's my best advice, my best tips, and then the best advice, the best tips, and the best emotional support and funny stories, too, that I've gathered from all these other mothers. And the great thing about Chicken Soup for the Soul is that when people write for us, they often make our readers their first confidant on, you know, a particularly personal story. And usually it's those personal stories that help us the most, and they make us feel that we're not alone in feeling guilty or in feeling overwhelmed or whatever the feelings are. And sometimes we don't really want to voice those feelings. But they're all here in this Chicken Soup for the Soul book. It's everything you ever think about as a multitasking mom.
So, Amy, Anne-Marie,
out here.
Anne-Marie here. Amy and Anne-Marie, it's hard to say together.
Okay, sure.
So for those of us that don't have the book in front of us, what are some of the tips that you can help busy moms with their multitasking? Can you give us a couple of tips?
Yeah, so one tip that I think is incredibly important is that it doesn't have to be perfect.
Oh, God, I'm so glad that you started off with that.
We all need to take that advice. That is my thing.
That's our thing. I know. I mean, we were talking about, because our kids, we've known each other forever, Anne-Marie and myself. And let me tell you, of like the parties, I think we probably maybe challenged each other years ago of like, my party's better than your party. You know, I'm going to have the best menu, the best food. My house is clean. It doesn't mean anything in the end. We were thinking, God, why did we waste that much energy?
Yeah, and you learn this in retrospect, and hopefully the moms who are coming up behind me can learn from my mistakes, but one thing that I've learned is that nobody can do everything 100%. If you're a multitasking mom and you're juggling a million different responsibilities, if you could even achieve at a 90% level for each thing that you're doing, you would be like the superhero of all mothers, right?
Yes.
And the fact is, like, this weekend, if you're having a family gathering, allow yourself to use the paper plates and the plastic cups.
Oh, God, it's so refreshing.
Crystal, right?
I love
it. It's okay.
Allow yourself to buy a few things pre-made at the store, then you can make the rest yourself. Allow your kids' clothes to not be ironed. I mean, he's going to go and run around to get them dirty anyway in 5 minutes. Your house doesn't have to be pristine. No one else will notice except you. Nobody judges you by your housework.
You know, Amy, that's another really good thing. And again, I have to go back to, you know, okay, I'm not going to do it till I lose weight. I'm not going to do it till my hair's long. I'm not going to do it till I get my house decorated. I'm not going to go there until I have the right car. I mean, we put off life.
Yeah, it pertains to every area of your life.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it interferes with you having a happy life and gathering people you love around you. I have noticed, like, I have dinner parties all the time, and I did even when my kids were little. And whatever state my house was in, it was the state that my house was in.
Wow,
and
so
whatever
refreshing.
Whatever I could put on the table was what I could put on the table, because what mattered was who was sitting around the table, not what was on the table. And so I've always entertained, but I've noticed that my friends feel that entertaining is such a big deal.
Yes.
And I don't get invited over. And they are my friends.
And you're not reciprocated because they think they probably can't keep up with you. Anne-Marie, did you ever feel that way?
They could have me over for pizza. And
it doesn't matter. Yeah, they're my friends.
Right.
I don't care what their house looks like.
Exactly. You just want to be invited. You
just
want to be included.
And you want to know that they're okay with it. That they feel comfortable enough to invite you back to their home because they care about you. That's it. It's not about what our houses look like, our cars look like, our relationships look like. just enjoy every day is a gift. That's what we talk about here on The Kim Pagano Show. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And we're talking right now with Amy Newmark. What a great book. I didn't realize that you were the author of all of these great books. Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Multitasking Mom Survival Guide, 101 Inspirational and Amusing Stories for Mothers Who Do It All. Now, let me ask you a question. Is what can we, you know, having four kids, same here, Anne-Marie's got two, I really feel like we can learn from our children. What's your thought on that?
I think that that is a good point, and we do learn from the kids. We had one story where a woman was at the beach with her son, and, you know, he was a little kid, and they were building sandcastles, and the sandcastles kept getting knocked down because they were close to the water. And she couldn't understand why he refused to move the sandcastles, you know, farther in on the beach so they wouldn't get knocked down. And he said to her the fun was in making them together with her.
And, oh, and repeating, you know, it over and over again. I love it.
And he taught her to live in the moment. But what also it did was it made her think about how every day she cleaned the kitchen after every meal. Every meal on the table. And she went to the grocery store and she picked up at the cleaner. And all of those things she did over and over and over again. She said, oh, it's okay. I have to live in the moment. And it made her feel much better about being a mom. Now, there's one other really important theme in the book I want to mention to you.
Please.
We're running out of time. I don't want to miss this. And that is, I have a whole chapter called Feeling Guilty.
Who feels guilty?
Who doesn't?
Feel guilty.
Yeah.
And you judge yourself much more harshly than your kids or your husband or your partner ever will. And so there's a whole chapter. There's, I think, 11 or 12 stories that are just on this theme of don't feel guilty. And if people read these and really incorporate them into their lives, they'll be much happier moms, much more relaxed. And a happy mom who's doing less is a better mom.
You're absolutely so right.
So refreshing. I really think that for all of you out there that don't know what to get your mom for Mother's Day.
What a great gift. Yeah.
The Multitasking Mom Survival Guide.
Definitely.
Or a grandmother to get
a grandmother.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
There you go. Now, what is the funniest disaster story in your book?
Okay, I love words.
Yeah.
So, of course, I loved a funny story that had to do with the use of words because words are my life. So there was this one woman. She's actually one of our regular writers. Her name is Patricia Lorenz, and she has four kids, and she was having one of those disastrous days, and her kids all had friends over, and the house was filled. It was a ruckus, and she turned to her two-year-old for help, and you know you don't do that. but she was just desperate. She was desperate, and the TV was blaring, and she said, please go turn off the TV. He said, what? How do I do that? She said, go to the TV and push the button off. And he looked at her. She said, go push the TV off.
Oh,
I can see what's going to happen here.
Oh, God.
Breaking glass. Mommy, I pushed the TV off.
Oh,
like you
God,
told me.
I love it. That is pretty funny. Pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's cute. Well, gosh. Okay, so how can moms balance a family and their career? To me, that has got to be the biggest challenge because our lives have changed a lot. Women, you know, I was just doing hair and they were all, you know, talking. I usually do about five people at a time and they were all talking and the talk was, when I come home, I'm tired and I have to make dinner and my husband's tired and he has to make dinner. Or, you know, it's really our job, right? But we were like, how do we share that? How do we, you know, balance our life?
You know, it's really hard because I always worked part-time or full-time the whole time that I was raising my kids. And I worked mostly from my house, though, which made life so much easier. But I had to just let things slide.
Yeah.
And so when I moved, I remember there were boxes that didn't get unpacked for something like 2 years. You know, things would just slide because you have to because those are not the important things. I'm sure my kids would not say to you, my mom didn't unpack the boxes for 2 years after we moved.
There's
no recollection of that, and it really didn't matter.
Right, so they're not going to remember them.
You have to pick your priorities, and the key is your kids want love and attention more than they want perfection. And we had one mom in here who talked about the need to slow down, and she said that she was so busy being the perfect mom that she had stopped actually being a mom.
That's so sad. And you know what? And I hope that this, you know, what a great, I'm serious. You're absolutely right. What a great book for Mother's Day. I'm so glad that I was able to have you on our show. How do you get your writers? How do you do that?
Oh, it's so great. What we do is we post on our website, which is chickensoup.com, the books that we're working on, so everyone knows the topics. And we'll be putting out another Mother's Day book in 2015 as well, so you can go ahead and submit stories for the next one.
Okay.
And we post it there, and then we also have about 5,000 people who have written for us in the past whose email addresses we still have, because we have been in business 21 years.
Wow.
And so we send an email out to those people telling them what we're working on. Those emails go viral. So I would guess probably 30,000 people who are interested in writing end up seeing what topic we're working on. And we get several thousand stories submitted for each book. We read every single story. So you don't have to be a proven writer. You don't have to be someone we published in the past. Everybody gets an equal chance. We love new talent.
I love it. I love
it. And
then
we narrow down those thousands of stories to our 101 favorites. We edit them. We add an inspirational quote. Sometimes we change the title. It's basically, I would say we were one of the first companies to do crowdsourcing, right? Because we just let everybody submit. And then, you know, that other word that's really hot these days is curating. And then we curate like crazy. So crowdsourcing followed by curation leads to 101 fabulous stories in each book.
Wow, amazing. So what is your best advice that you can give to all my listeners out there?
Okay, I have two, I say, well, there's three.
Give me three.
Don't feel guilty.
Perfect. No,
that's... Don't feel guilty. Okay. It doesn't have to be perfect. And then there's one other that is specifically for mothers, especially mothers of preteens and teens. And I have given this piece of advice to friends of mine, and they have said that it has actually transformed their lives. It's crazy, this one sentence. But the one sentence is, don't take it personally.
Mm.
When your kid is 16 and he gets caught drinking beer, don't take it personally. He didn't do it to you. He did it to himself. You know, when your 12-year-old daughter starts acting up because she's starting to become a preteen and she, I don't know, gets into the makeup or whatever.
Right.
Don't take it personally. When they are a little bit sassy, you know, and they insult you and they do that thing that teens sometimes do, don't take it personally. It's nothing to do with you. They're being preteens. They're being teens. If you take it personally, it's so much worse, and it's not about you. It's what they're going through.
Well,
and so it made a really big difference to me, and my kids' teen years were very smooth as far as I was concerned, because I never took anything personally.
I love it. And you know what? Because some of us think we didn't do a good job. You know, I've got four teens now. Well, my older daughters are, you know, pretty much on their own, but my 19 and 18 year old, I'm like, just get me through this last, you know. But you're right, you know, we do everything we can, and we, you know, hopefully honor their journey. This has been amazing talking to you, Amy Newmark. Again, I'd love to have you back. I love your books. I have a lot of them, and I would love to talk to you about some of your other books. Perfect for Mother's Day. I wish you a happy Mother's Day. Again, The Multitasking Mom Survival, and it is part of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. What a great time talking with you.
Thank you, Kim, and thank you, Anne-Marie.
And
thank you.
Where do we find your book?
Oh, this book is at Walmart. It's at Barnes & Noble, front and center for Mother's Day. It's available on Amazon, barnesandnoble.com, also independent booksellers. Our books are basically everywhere. If someone is out of it, you'll find it somewhere else or online.
I love it. You've done an amazing job, and thank you for sharing all of your treats and talents with everybody.
Thanks. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I would love to give away a couple tickets to the Rubicon Theater, and that is What Love, Loss, and What I Wore. They actually extended it another week, and it's such a great play. So let's take a couple callers right now. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, and your email, and you will be entered, and somebody will get back with you. And I'm wishing all of you a happy Mother's Day. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we're going to talk to Suzanne McQueen. We're going to talk about four seasons in 4 weeks, and we will be right back.
Eat and drink, eat and drink. Most folks do it 3 times a day, some more, some less, just in order to live. Then there are those who like to eat and drink because you really want to live. And for you, there's the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival, Sunday, June 1st, on the campus of CSU Channel Islands. Just try to taste all the food from over 80 restaurants, caterers, and bakeries, or sip from all 185 distinguished wines and tasty brews. Do some shopping at the silent auction, then relax and listen to live music and take in the incredible afternoon. Hosted by the Zarley and Van Heusen families and Union Bank, the 21st annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival is Sunday, June 1st, and benefits Casa Pacifica, providing hope and help. Wells Fargo presents a special VIP lounge for Livin' Large. Get your tickets now. Go to CasaPacifica.org. Sponsored in part by Gold Coast Broadcasting.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day. I want to wish my mom a happy Mother's Day and all the special women in my life. Excuse me, that have made a difference. That's what it's all about. You know, I even tell my children that is, if I'm not there, I'm going to have other eyes watching you. That's what moms do. And so I hope that you have a special day tomorrow. Our next guest is Suzanne McQueen and Four Seasons in 4 Weeks. And it's about awakening the power, the wisdom, and the beauty. And let's welcome Suzanne on.
Good morning, Kim.
How are you? Great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, thank you so much. So, 4 Seasons in 4 Weeks. It's an approach to a symbolic journey through 28 days of female hormonal experience. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about your book.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kim, the funny thing is like you, I have a background in the hair and salon industry.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
great.
I built the first and largest day spa in Ashland, Oregon back in the late 90s, and I had been a hairdresser since the early 80s. And that's really the foundation from where my current work comes from.
Isn't that funny? I feel like I've taken like life skills, you
oh.
know, I, 30 yeah. years of life skills of working with people. And really, you know, I always wanted to be a life coach or, you know, a therapist. And now I feel like I'm a hair therapist. So it's like, it's all good.
It's so true. I mean, I actually took that on in my early years as something to do in the meantime while I was in college and while I really figured out what I wanted to do. And I ended up just falling in love with it and loved the business, loved the clients, loved my coworkers, you know, the whole thing. I mean, I really loved the environment, and I found it to be an extremely healthy place and a very heartwarming place because, you know, clients and coworkers would really share their hearts with each other.
Definitely. So what is 4 Seasons in 4 Weeks?
I take the biological hormones, the things that we learned in biology class and the things that we learn, you know, at the doctor's office and that kind of thing. And it's the things that we look up online, and I make that hormonal landscape relevant to our daily lives. I make them make some sense and have them provide meaning with our day-to-day experiences.
Okay. So, okay, I mean, well, my next question is, why would men want to get in sync with this, too?
Well, men would want to get in sync with it, and it's actually a male friend of mine that encouraged me to write this book after I explained my system to him. Because when I explained it to him, he finally understood that his wife had a rhythmic sex drive. And that females are rhythmic. We are rhythmic. We don't have the same steady burn as a man does. We have, because of our reproductive cycle, we have this imprint that makes us female throughout our entire lives. It just happens to surface during our reproductive years to show us the pattern of the whole thing and exactly how it goes.
I think at this very moment, all the men just put one ear to the radio.
There you go. They're listening. Exactly. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And and I do want to say, so what is your system?
So my system, what I do is I break down the approximate 28 days into four guided weeks that I identify with fall, winter, spring, and summer, because the characteristics of these four phases have a tendency to look like the seasons, as well as the four phases of the moon. And let me give you a quick example so that everyone can relate to this a little bit better. Every rhythm in the universe has a resting phase, a building phase, an expression phase, and a deconstructing phase, and back to rest. Our flowers do it. You know, when we go out in the morning, our flowers are closed up, and they open up, and then they close back down. We all have a 24-hour circadian rhythm where we sleep at night. That's the resting phase. We get up in the morning, and we're building our energy. We peak at some point, and then we wind back down at night, and we go back to sleep. Or maybe we do it a couple times during the day if we take a nap or something like that. But that's a normal activity for living things, is to have this cycle. And women have that same cycle throughout a month's time. Men also have it throughout a year's time, but we don't have enough time to be talking about them at the moment. But it's really the same pattern. But as women, we have these four phases within a month's time. So we have a resting, building, expression, and deconstructing or problem-solving phase, and then back to rest every single month for over 40 years of our lives. And then I feel we don't lose that pattern. It just becomes a little bit less active, I would say.
So, Suzanne, are you saying that the 40 years and then after menopause, it's still active but not quite as active?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is a practice. This is a system that when women get in sync with what I'm talking about, and when they track, I have women track their cycles for reasons beyond fertility. I have them track their physical energy, their sexual energy, their mental viewpoint, their beauty cycle, and their communication cycle. And that's just by jotting down some notes every day. And pretty soon, after 2 or 3 or 4 months, you really start getting the hang of it. And well, after the first month, you start getting the hang of it, but you start seeing after a couple of months a pattern emerge. And what patterns emerge are things that you wouldn't necessarily expect. Days that you get sad, perhaps, that you thought were just you getting sad, that you couldn't really understand your low feeling. Well, you end up discovering that it ends up being kind of on the same day every month or within a couple of days. I mean, some really interesting things start happening. And as women, we start having control over our lives in an area where we have not had instruction on how to do that. We've been told that you know, this is just something that we have to deal with, these reproductive bodies of ours, or our menopausal bodies, or any of those things.
Okay, Suzanne, I have a question. So I would assume that, you know, prior to menopause, you know when the first week is going to start. How do you measure that after menopause?
I was right there with you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what's interesting? Let's just talk about your first week. And I do want to remind any of our listeners that are just tuning in right now, men, women, whoever you are out there, this is something that everybody can take a part in. And it's four seasons in 4 weeks. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Suzanne McQueen. And okay, so our first week? Let's break it down.
And I just want to say that if we do run out of time, I break these down on you can go to my website, 4s4w.com, and download a free digital poster that maps out these four phases.
Oh, okay, yeah. Great.
So the first week would be about rest. When a woman is cycling, she starts tracking on the first day of her period.
Okay.
And her hormones are at her lowest. So what that does is that instructs us to lay low. If it's a woman who is postmenopause, then she would start tracking on the first day of the new moon. And the thing is about the new moon, or about the moon at all, is that we used to cycle by the moon as women. Now we're not as activated by the moon because of the artificial lighting that we have. But what this does is, more symbolically and psychologically, this has us jumpstart what our body already knows. what it has already been living and what it knows very well. So if we follow this same system by following the phases of the moon, it simply reminds us and tells our bodies that we're not finished. And so really it's more of a psychological journey at first until your body recatches on, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense, definitely. Mm-hmm. Okay, second week.
So the second week is about building. It's all about that our hormones, in a super broad sense, our estrogen and testosterone have this little cocktail that start building. And estrogen basically goes from 0 to 100 in this 1 week because it's what it's doing primarily, what it's doing biologically is the eggs are building. Our bodies are preparing a uterine nest to prepare for a pregnancy should one happen. So what happens is that primarily we are trying to attract a mate. And Dr. Rebecca Booth wrote a whole book on this one particular week, and it's called The Venus Week. I don't know if you ever interviewed her or not, but her whole book is really based on this second week of the cycle in showing that scientifically we grow more beautifully during this week. We grow in beauty because we are, again, primarily trying to attract a mate. So we really love everyone and everything. It's a great time to connect with your friends, your family, and with your partner if you have one. It's time for heart-to-heart talks. It's time to clear the calendar and go on dates. It's
okay.
A super romantic week.
Okay, next.
Next is the third week. I started with ovulation. And ovulation is the most it's the greatest earth spirit alignment in the universe as far as I'm concerned. It's the most primal thing that can happen, and it's the most spiritual thing that can happen if a sperm and egg should come together. But it really represents more than anything. I identify it with the full moon. I identify it with full expression. This is when you are showing up in your life. And it's the moment of truth of are you showing up as you are in your full self with your full gift? Or do you need to shed something?
Okay.
It's a real reflective time right after that as well.
Okay, and number four.
And number four is what we would traditionally call the PMS week, but I get rid of that idea altogether unless the woman is really suffering. I call this the fire walk because it's a real problem-solving time that we have such a great opportunity. I love this week. There's such a positive aspect to this. This is the time that it's time to shed what no longer serves us. It's time to take a look at all the culmination of the former weeks and also the culmination of our whole life. We're sort of in survival mode here. Our bodies are breaking down because the body has figured out primally and biologically that it's not pregnant. So we lose our feel-good drugs of estrogen and progesterone, and that makes it so that our body starts breaking down this uterine nest, and everything's trying to push its way out. So too much stimulation coming in is just too much, but yet we're hanging on to our values and principles as well. I write a lot about this week, and I think I explain it really well for the men in this book, because in the book itself I have a man guide at the end of each of these 4 weeks, at the end of these phases.
That is really smart, a man guide.
Yeah, so that the men can actually be successful in supporting the woman in their life and co-create the relationship they've always desired as well.
Okay, Suzanne, for postmenopausal women, okay, we are not concerned about the sperm and the egg joining together
right.
at this point.
Right.
So are you saying that we still have all those cycles continuing to go on?
Absolutely.
The beauty cycle? And
Absolutely, because we are still rhythmic women. We don't turn into men after menopause. Our whole system is set up to support this female body of ours. So we don't lose everything about that female structure.
Suzanne,
we lose the ability to reproduce, but we don't lose the ability to produce projects and actually run nations.
Suzanne, this is so interesting. I'd love to have you back because I know we just barely touched on it.
Right.
But give us, what is the biggest tip that we can have from your book?
The biggest tip is that women are rhythmic. We need to be looking at rhythmic eating, rhythmic exercising, really rhythmic in how we're viewing everything and how we function. When we get into alignment with that, we stand in our core power, and everything starts falling into place.
I love it.
Kind of amazing.
Okay, great. I'm going to have you back because I'd love to talk more. Again, where do we find your book?
My book is on my website or at Amazon and some local bookstores, but my website is 4s4w.com. Go to my website and and get that free digital download of the poster that maps out those 4 weeks. I have a live retreat coming up. I've got a 13-week online course coming up where we'll track together and do some group coaching and all
right.
of that.
Well, thank you so much, Suzanne McQueen, and happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you, Kim.
All
thank
right.
you so much for
wow.
having me.
You are so welcome. Wow, great show again. I do want to remind everybody of our 2 o'clock show today. We've got Yoga Philosophy and 28 Days to the Ultimate Mind, Body, and Makeover. And then we've got Beaumont and Donna and Joni. They're the 3 blonde moms are joining me in the studio. Also, we've got Lisa Carey from the Strawberry Festival. We have tons of giveaways. Definitely don't miss our 2 o'clock, 2 to 3 right here on AM 1590 KVTA. Again, I want to thank you for making us one of the favorites of Ventura. Also, I want to wish everybody, including my mom, a happy Mother's Day out there. And I want to remind you, if you've missed any part of our show, you can always listen on KimPaganoShow.com or iTunes. And also become one of our friends on Facebook. Again, our phone number here is 419-0008. We are going to take a couple last callers. I want to remind everybody that Caneo Valley Days is going on from May 8th to the 11th. That's been going on over at Caneo Creek Park. I hope that you go get your cowboy on over there and join everybody there. Again, thank you, Anne-Marie, for being here.
Thank you, Kim, for having me. It's
happy
been a pleasure.
Happy Mother's Day. Tom Spence, tell your wife happy Mother's Day. And, of course, let me end my show with a moment of happiness. Nothing is impossible. The word itself says I'm possible. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'll talk to you later. Have a great day.